This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrian Hill.
The Justice Department and Microsoft will go head-to-head in federal court over data privacy today. The government wants U.S.-based Microsoft to turn over emails stored in a data center in Ireland. It raises some bigger questions about just how tech companies are protecting our private data and why. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
After the Edward Snowden revelations, U.S. tech companies were criticized for allegedly letting the government spy on our emails, texts, and video chats. So the companies fought back, claiming data stored overseas should be off-limits, and rolling out strong end-to-end encryption, where there's no backdoor key to unlock an email or smartphone, says security expert Peter Swire at Georgia Tech.
This way, the companies don't open up the device. The companies don't have access to the content between Alice and Bob.
If Apple can't eavesdrop on Alice and Bob, the FBI can't either. FBI officials say that'll hobble crime fighting. But Nate Cardozo at the Electronic Frontier Foundation says law enforcement will just have to find other ways to gather information.
End-to-end encryption is coming, and it will keep us more safe from criminals, from foreign spies, from prying eyes in general.
Cardozo says companies like Apple, Google, and Facebook are using stronger encryption to burnish their image with privacy-minded customers here and abroad. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.